University of Kansas.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from KTWU, Channel 11, local public television, where arts, entertainment, educational, and informational programming is offered daily. Details on the web at ktwu.org. KTWU, Channel 11, local public television.
Coming up next here on Kansas Public Radio, it's Weekend Edition Saturday. We'll have the latest news from NPR in just 1 minute. The time is 7 o'clock.
Could put many of those regulations at risk, including efforts to regulate tailpipe and power plant emissions, the two largest causes of climate change. Nathan Rott, NPR News.
And from Washington, you're listening to NPR News.
From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. Junction City was hit hard by severe thunderstorms that rolled across Kansas last night. The National Weather Service reports that trained spotters sighted tornadoes near Admire and Olivet, half-dollar-sized hail in Williamsburg, and wind gusts of 60 and 70 miles per hour. WIBW reports a building partially collapsed in downtown Junction City. The building was vacant at the time and no one was injured. Geary County is continuing to experience major flooding with several flash flood warnings still in effect this morning. Three new abortion-related laws will take effect in Kansas come Monday. As Rose Conlon reports, one is being challenged in court.
Kansas abortion providers will have to begin asking patients their reason for getting an abortion and reporting their answers to state officials. It's part of a law backed by anti-abortion groups who say the data could be used to reduce abortion rates. But abortion providers say collecting the information is invasive and medically irrelevant. They're asking a judge to block the law from taking effect. A hearing on their request is set for Monday morning. Two other laws are also taking effect. One increases funding for anti-abortion groups, and another makes it easier to prosecute people for coercing others to get an abortion. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Rose Conlin in Wichita.
The Kansas City Royals defeated the Cleveland Guardians last night 10-3. They play their second in the series at 3:10 this afternoon. We'll have a look at the forecast coming up right after this.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, supporting creative people and effective institutions committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information is at macfound.org.
Partly sunny skies today. We have a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms this morning. Otherwise hot, with highs in the upper 80s, winds from the north 5 to 10 miles per hour. That slight chance of showers and thunderstorms continuing tonight under partly cloudy skies, lows overnight in the mid-60s. Partly sunny and a little cooler for tomorrow with highs in the upper 70s. It's 75 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
Counterinsurgency campaign of whack-a-mole, which will be a quagmire for Israel, which will become impossible sooner rather than later for Israel to extricate itself from. And that will be Hamas's victory in the short run. They will get the war they were looking for, the long-term insurgency that they hope will give them the bloody shirt that they can wave and say, we are the true nationalists and we are the real leaders.
That's Hussein Ibish of the think tank, the Arab Gulf States Institute. Hussein, thank you for joining us.
You're so welcome, Daniel.
You're listening to NPR News.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia, online at kansaspublicradio.org. Just ahead on Weekend Edition Saturday, Hallmark is teaming up with the Kansas City Chiefs and the NFL to make a holiday romance movie. We'll hear about that coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday on KPR. KPR's Quiet Summer Drive finished up strong yesterday with more than $27,000 pledged by you, our listeners, in support of KPR. That unlocked an additional $25,000 from our generous challenge donors. Thank you. Thank you, everyone who made a pledge during the drive, and to our sustaining members. Your support makes KPR possible. If you meant to make a pledge but didn't, you can donate online at kansaspublicradio.org.
I'm Joel Snyder with these headlines. President Biden is due in the Hamptons.
From NPR News.
All things considered, from 4 to 5 o'clock this afternoon on Kansas Public Radio. 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Lovegrass Music Festival, a nonprofit music festival at Lake Wilson near Lucas, Kansas, featuring national bluegrass talent and a family-friendly atmosphere. Open to the public August 8th through 10th. More at lovegrassmusicfestival.com.
Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you for Weekend Edition Saturday. Coming up, Annie Baker won a Pulitzer Prize for her play The Flick. She's won several Obie Awards for her work, and in 2017, she was named a MacArthur Fellow. Now, she's making her screenwriting and directorial debut with Janet Planet. That story just ahead on Weekend Edition Saturday on Kansas Public Radio. KPR's Quiet Summer Drive wrapped up yesterday with more than $27,000 pledged by our listeners. That helped to unlock an additional $25,000 in matching contributions. Every dollar pledged is an investment in great music, in-depth news, and unparalleled entertainment. Thank you to all of our sustaining members and everyone who made a pledge during the drive. If you meant to make a pledge but didn't, you can still become a patron at kansaspublicradio.org. And thanks.
Support for NPR comes from the station. Advanced journalistic excellence in the digital age.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. We've got two more hours of Weekend Edition Saturday coming up here on KPR. The latest news from NPR is just over a minute and a half away. This evening on Live at Green Lady Lounge, we're at the Orion Room, which is just downstairs from the Green Lady. The Matt Hopper Trio is a combo of guitar, organ, and drums that appears every week at both venues. They'll treat you to an hour of original Kansas City jazz. That's on Live at Green Lady Lounge this evening at 6 o'clock on Kansas Public Radio. Partly sunny skies today, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms this morning. Highs today in the upper 80s. This is KPR.
...and Iowa have recently blocked similar laws there. Oklahoma Attorney General Gettner Drummond vowed to appeal. For NPR News, I'm Lionel Ramos in Oklahoma City.
And you're listening to NPR News.
From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. Severe thunderstorms rolled across Kansas last night. The National Weather Service reports that train spotters sighted tornadoes near Admire and Olivet, half-dollar-sized hail in Williamsburg, and wind gusts of 60 and 70 miles per hour. WIBW reports a building collapsed in downtown Junction City. The building was vacant and no one was injured. Geary County experienced major flooding last night after a downpour of between 3 and 6 inches of rain. Strong winds brought down several power lines in Geary County and throughout north central Kansas. BNSF Railway has laid off 31 employees in Topeka. WIBW reports that yesterday's layoff affects 25 electricians and 6 carmen. In a statement, a spokesman for BNSF points to an ongoing and accelerated reduction in the amount of coal the railroad is carrying. This follows the layoff of 80 employees at BNSF's Topeka location in February. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation and Haskell County Sheriff's Office has issued an endangered persons advisory for a missing woman and her 2 daughters. They're asking for the public's help in finding 23-year-old Martha Unger and her daughters, aged 1 and 2. They were reported missing from their home in rural Haskell County last night. Investigators believe they may have been coerced to travel to Mexico to a religious rehabilitation facility with a couple in their 50s. The KBI says Corney and Elizabeth Clausen may be driving a black and white Chevy Blazer bearing Mexico license plates. In sports, as expected, Simone Biles is the leader after the first night of the USA Gymnastics Olympic trials in Minneapolis. If Overland Park native Liang Wong hopes to be among 4 other selections for the U.S. Olympic team, she has her work cut out for her. She's currently 4th in the overall standings. The women's competition will conclude tomorrow. Then the team and 4 alternates will be chosen afterwards. Partly sunny skies today with a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms this morning. Highs today in the upper 80s. It's 77 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
Chief Justice Roberts writing for the majority leaves some room for agency deference as long as Congress is clear, very, very clear, that it is specifying that the agencies should deploy their expertise in this in rulemaking. But this is going to be a new regime. The court has, I think, unnecessarily destabilized the law, and we're all going to have to figure out how to live with it.
That's Andrew Mergen, professor at Harvard Law School. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Listening to NPR News.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Tell your smart speaker to play KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles, located in downtown Topeka, offering dental services with an emphasis on dentures and implants with all current health and safety protocols. More at drchronister.com.
Good morning. I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you this Saturday morning for Weekend Edition Saturday. Coming up, how do you make the world's largest musical festival sustainable? Is it even possible for more than 200,000 campers to leave no trace? That story just ahead on Weekend Edition Saturday on KPR. KPR's Quiet Summer Drive finished up strong yesterday with more than $27,000 pledged by you, our listeners, in support of Kansas Public Radio. Those pledges unlocked an additional $25,000 from our generous challenge donors. Thank you, everyone who made a pledge during the drive, and a special thanks to our sustaining members. Your support makes KPR programs possible, programs like Weekend Edition Saturday. If you just didn't quite get around to it, you can still donate online at kansaspublicradio.org. And thanks. Our forecast for today, partly sunny skies, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms this morning and overnight tonight. Highs today in the upper 80s with light winds from the north, 5 to 10 miles per hour. It's 76 degrees in Manhattan, 77 in Topeka, 78 in Overland Park. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from the
decisions that came down, as well as the latest on that snap election in France. But, you know, we'll also have music, especially those Summer Girl bops. Plus movies and the puzzle, Sunday on Weekend Edition from NPR News.
All that tomorrow morning from 7 to 10 o'clock here on Kansas Public Radio, Weekend Edition Sunday with Aisha Rusko and myself, Kay McIntyre. From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, carrying a full line of farm-fresh local produce, including tomatoes, sweet corn, peaches, and other grades of Midwestern produce. Open 7 days a week in North Lawrence. Details at pinesgardenmarket.com.
Coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday, Imagine Dragons has released a brand new album. We'll hear from their lead singer, Dan Reynolds, just ahead on Weekend Edition here on KPR. Partly sunny skies today with a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms this morning. Highs today in the upper 80s. Partly sunny for tomorrow with highs in the upper 70s.
Creating a legacy in public radio is as easy as adding KPR to your will and becoming a member of the Dick Wright Legacy Society. A bequest can help ensure our on-air service will continue for years to come. For more information, visit kansaspublicradio.org.
It's 81 degrees in Emporia, 78 in Lawrence, 77 in Manhattan. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from the station.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg, Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210ZR in Atchison 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5. You can always find us online at kansaspublicradio.org. We've got one more hour of Weekend Edition Saturday coming up. The latest news from NPR at 9:01. Kansas and regional news coming up at 9:04. Then stay with us later today for the Moth Radio Hour. We'll hear five stories from a showcase with the graduates of the Moth High School Storytelling Workshops. Join us to celebrate student stories of first kisses, culture shock, baking apple cake. The Moth Radio Hour today at 5 o'clock on Kansas Public Radio.